Hello and welcome. I'm Catherine Michelle. I usually greet you by saying welcome into the light, but for this program, I welcome you into the shadows for All Hallows' Eve. I have some unusual fare for you concerning monsters, dark laughter, and black topaz. We'll end with a little funeral march of Cécile Chaminade. The other composers for our Halloween concert are Libby Larson, Joan Tower, Liza Lehman, and myself. Libby Larson was born in Wilmington, Delaware, in 1950 and grew up in the Midwest. She is a highly successful and practical composer who makes her living from commissions without a full-time academic post, although she has been a visiting professor and lecturer at several institutions. She was composer in residence for the Minnesota Orchestra for 4 years, and she founded the Minnesota Composers Forum together with Stephen Paulus back in 1973. Now it's called the American Composers Forum, a helpful resource for composers. She currently holds the Papa Marcoux Chair at the Library of Congress. Larson's music has a strong Americana sound, drawing on jazz and popular song. You'll hear that in the piece we'll hear, which is called What the Monster Saw. This piece was commissioned by the Cleveland Chamber Symphony and premiered in 1987. Here's what the composer writes about the work. For nearly two centuries, Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley's Frankenstein has inspired numerous artists to interpret her tale of intellectual ambition, technological arrogance, isolation, and revenge. What the Monster Saw is a musical exploration of the second part of the novel. In it, the monster confronts Frankenstein, his creator. He relates his trials of heat, cold, hunger, fear, and comfort. He describes the dawning of his emotions as he secretly observes some cottagers, learning from them how to communicate, to speak, read, sing, dance, and to love. He cries out in anguish when he discovers that, because of his hideous appearance, he must remain alone forever. Finally, he pledges to take revenge by murdering all those beloved of Frankenstein. If you listen to this piece as program music, you can hear the elements the composer describes. What strikes me especially is that the music conveys the viewpoint of the monster, his observations and perceptions, and especially his loneliness. The Cleveland Chamber Symphony is conducted by Edwin London.